From 1946 to 1958, the U.S. Navy set off 67 nuclear explosions in Micronesia. That's the equivalent of more than 7,000 Hiroshima bombs. Witnesses described the nuclear fallout as bright-colored. Some young children mistook it for candy. They ate the radioactive waste and got burned. Christina Lokobol's mom was living in Rongelap Atoll at the time.
That's the time my mom was 6 or 7. They thought it was like, oh, wow, colorful, it's ice cream. Let's eat, you know, like that. So they just grabbed those things, and when they grabbed it, it got burned all over, and their hair is all fall down. They were all crying.
The fallout contaminated the ground and the water, even the food being prepared in the schools.
The food, it was in the school. All the food for the children all covered up. But they didn't know it was like radiation or something like that. They said, eat all the food.
Christina's mom, Betty Edmond, developed thyroid cancer and lost her hair. One of her children was born brain damaged, and two of her sons had thyroid cancer. Christina's dad, Billy Ett Edmond, had leukemia. Christina is 48 and now lives in Whitmore Village. She has a kidney infection and diabetes. Her gallbladder had to be removed, and she's hard of hearing in one ear. Dr. Nia Palafox of the UH Medical School has been researching the Micronesian population since the 80s and says the nuclear fallout affected more than just the Marshall Islands.
There is no wall where the cloud ends, and so there was radioactive strontium from the Bravo detonation and the nuclear test that was picked up in Guam. And so the cloud went all over the globe, I mean, wherever the winds went, and dropped the radiation throughout, and all through Micronesia.
The Compact of Free Association, or COFA, was approved by the U.S. government in 1986 for the Federated States of Micronesia, the Marshall Islands, and Palau, allowing those residents to live in the U.S. without a visa and access to health care via Medicaid. But Micronesians were dropped from Medicaid as part of the 1996 Welfare Reform Act. Despite a series of legal challenges, this past March, about 8,000 Micronesians were unilaterally transferred to Kaiser or HMSA plans under the new Affordable Care Act. They now face premiums and copayments many can't afford. This has raised multiple issues, ranging from the budget of the State Department of Human Services to the misuse of emergency rooms as primary care facilities. Tomorrow, we'll take a closer look at the impact this policy shift is having on Hawaii. I'm Jackie Young for Hawaii Public Radio.